I was wondering, Iris, if you could give us a sample of some of the text, maybe describe the pictures, and give us a short reading of some of what's included in the book so people can get closer to what the experience of reading this book is like. Are you able to do that?
I'd be happy to. I'll start with an excerpt from one of the artisans, a weaver. In the story of this weaver, as in most of the profiles, there are several full-page pictures, and the book is 10 inches by 10 inches, so there are several 10 by 10 photographs really focused in on the person's hands, and in the weaver's case, of her at her loom with kind of a luminous fiber on her loom, and both her hands very much in action. She has just sent the shuttle from her right hand headed towards her left hand. And there are also pictures of her studio and all of the spools of beautiful yarns and wools that she uses. So there are several pictures of her hands actually in the process of weaving or doing something related to the weaving. I might say that our process in interviewing people and photographing them was to ask them just to do their work. And Summer and I followed around behind them, with Summer taking pictures and I taking notes as they talked and worked. And as much as possible, Summer took photographs of people actually doing the work. They were not posed pictures. So we had the weaver sitting at her loom and working on a shawl. And I'll just read an excerpt of the story about her. There's a knowing in Sheila Metcalf's hands that doesn't come from textbooks. I describe myself as a woman in the textile world, and that links me to women all around the world and throughout history. Weaving is the oldest way to make cloth, she says, as her hands, secure in their knowledge, efficiently slip the wooden shuttle filled with color and texture from left to right. There are textiles still around from 9,000 years ago. That's in my awareness whenever I work, Sheila says. A sense of calm and order pervades her weaving studio. Shelves bear squat spools of wool, cotton, and silk thread, organized in a color wheel of blues, yellows, reds, greens, browns, blacks, creams, and whites. Ceramic jars and bowls organize shuttles, needles, and scissors. Handwoven rugs sprinkle subdued color on the knotty fur floor. A large floor loom dominates half of the studio. The other half is taken up by two smaller ones. Sheila rests her hands on the top threads of her loom. My hands are authentic, kind of rugged, not fancy, she says. They work hard. They're really my good friends. I love them and the work they do. Her brown eyes fill with tears. I have fingernails like my father's. And, you know, every person who came before you is there in your hands.